Welcome to the Manifesting New Moon Ritual Teleseminar. I want to welcome all the participants from around the world who are participating in this Manifesting New Moon Ritual as a collective movement toward uniting together all of us during the time of the new moon to bring light to our hopes and dreams. I am your host, Ann Ribley, and let me share a little bit about myself. I am just like many of you. I am a soulful seeker and a sharer on the inspiration trail of life, believer in the miraculous nature, lover of life, explorer of truth, and a co-host on the Empower 11 radio show on iHeartRadio, where I explore weekly the conversation on creating powerful congruence and alignment of who we are on the inside to match the life we want to live outside in our lives. You are here right now in this moment, listening by no mistake. You seek to know better how to live your miraculous nature and manifest your hopes and dreams. My promise to you for this time that we are spending together right now is I will give you the best I have with the insights and knowing to begin to make miraculous impact for the changes you seek at this time. You will get enough to know how to begin immediately implementing this spiritual practice of the new moon ritual into your life. Manifesting with the new moon ritual. It's about the window of opportunity that exists during this time frame of the new moon. I go extensively into the effects that the moon has on us in our natural world in the full moon ritual teleseminar, which is free and you can have access to that. That's also on my website. Many of you that are on the call today, it's your first time meeting me. However, there's been many of you that have been doing the full moon ritual and have heard my teleseminar or webinar. So you understand the moon, how important the moon is in relationship with us and the direct impact it has on our world. See, we have during the time of the new moon and the full moon, a window of opportunity that increases our sensitivity. And it's long been known because the agriculture industry follows it. They'll plant seeds during specific windows of time for the full moon or the new moon because they want to increase their chances of harvest with the crops that they're planting the seeds for. It's the same thing in the fishing industry. They know that the cycle of the moon has direct impact on how many fish they will catch around the time of the full or the new moon. So what's interesting about the whole idea of the moon and its cycle is that it's so similar to the pattern that women have with their own physiological rhythm. The power of this window that's available right now, the full moon and the new moon, are sort of like the yin and yang on its effect on us. Now, the time of the new moon specifically is about our new creation that we want to bring forth and getting in sync with that window of our new creation we want to build for ourselves. Here's how it mirrors our own rhythms and cycles in our lives. See, the full moon is about bringing light to the dark. The sky gets lit up during the dark night with the full moon, and we're able to see clearly in the dark. And that's the way it symbolizes in our own life, is we're able to see clearly more of the darker energies when we're really open and clear about this energy and what that window of time represents to us. And this is what it does in our own personal world. It's about bringing light to the areas that are dark and need releasing, relinquishing. And it's similar in nature to a woman's physiology. It's the time of the cycle where she releases. The body prepares by shedding and releasing during her menstrual cycle, so that it can prepare to go into the next cycle of creation and manifesting possibility, which is approximately 14 and a half days later, which is a fertility time. It's a time of new creation. It's a time of ovulation. And so literally the moon circulates in the same cycle from going from the full moon to the new moon in the same approximate rhythm of time, about 14 and a half days later. That is very similar to the pattern the moon follows around the earth. The full moon is the time of alignment of the sun, the earth, and the moon, and the light shines directly on the moon, lighting up the dark at night. When it completes its cycle, it goes the sun, the moon, and the earth. And as the moon is blocked by the light of the sun, when it's between earth and the sun, the moon is dark, and we can't see it then. That is the time of the new moon. It's the time we don't see the moon. And that is what the new moon also represents inside of a woman's body approximately 14 and a half days later after she goes through her releasing process, and it makes its full circle. It's about the time of new creation. And so what it symbolizes is we're to bring the light in our creation out into the world. The time of new creation, that's what we're going to talk about today specifically. It's so powerful, and we're susceptible to increase possibilities for ourselves when we open up and we make ourselves available to this energy that's all around us and in us. It's such a natural phenomenon. Now, I'm no expert in astronomy or astrology. I just know that the more we think of ourselves in relationship and in connection to the natural world and how it works, even in the similarity of how it works and mirrors how a woman's body works, the more we can get ourselves into this internal and external rapport with our world. I look at it similar to what I talk about on my full moon ritual teleseminars. As I talk about in the full moon, when you want to clean up and release, there's like, it's this idea that there's a pool of water. And when you're splashing around, the water can get all muddy and you can't see the bottom. You can't see those shiny coins that could be sitting at the bottom until you get really still. And you allow the water to clear and you allow the mud that's being flown all around and the chaoticness that's been happening, you allow it to calm. And that's the same thing of when the mind is chaotic, when life is chaotic, when we allow the stillness to come in, what happens is we begin to see in the light. And that's what the full moon does. It's about shedding the mud of the mind and the heart. It's about getting rid of it. It's about letting the water become pristine clear again, which brings us to the place where you can easily see without all this extra work and effort, you can easily see those coins, the shiny treasures that are sitting right there at the bottom of the water. And that's where we are right now with the new. This is what it's about right now. It's when we're with the full moon, it's releasing those heavy energies so we can see the coins. What we want right now is now we can see this. What is it that's stirring in our heart? What is it we want to manifest? What is it we want to bring forth? What are those shiny treasures of who we are? What is it we want to recalibrate to? What is it that we desire for ourselves? What are truly those intentions we want to create for ourselves? First, I want to touch a little bit about how I discovered the power of these moon rituals. It was during a very heavy time in my life. Things were very chaotic. I felt like I was outside of my life in a way that I directly couldn't impact the manifestations and changes I wanted to bring forth. And understanding spiritual principles and self-improvement and motivation was no stranger to me. I've grown up in this place that I heard all the top authors and speakers my whole life. I grew up part of this whole movement. And when I was in that dark, heavy place, there was not anything I could consciously do to will my life to be different. I couldn't work it hard enough. I couldn't think it positively enough. However, when I discovered the power of the moon rituals and I experienced the miraculous effect it could have on me, I realized it was the power of creating these actionable prayers during a highly receptive, natural time that I began to understand precisely how it can have more impact in our lives, because it started to synchronize inside of me with my insides and my natural world around me. And by resonating fully with the intention of the energy I wanted to either release or bring forth as a spiritual practice during the full moon or the new moon window of time, I started to realize there was really some miraculous impact that was happening for me. And this can happen for you too. The manifesting abilities, the power, the sensitivity, when you become so much more aware of it, you'll start to see it and know it. It'll become part of what's already in you as your own original knowing and that synchronizing from with yourself into the world around you. A shift will begin to happen. It'll settle deeper into the soul of who you are in a way that when external life is happening, you won't get blown around by the energies and the elements of the world in the same way. You'll become aware of these cycles and energy patterns and where we're at in this cycle of time in these sensitive windows. You know, during the full moon and the new moon, during really those specific windows of time, more babies are born, more incidences will happen. And when we understand this energy, then we can use it as becoming a conscious participant of intentional creation during these windows and cycles where the moon is operating in this alignment around us. Because literally, the ocean tides are affected by it. The moon is what keeps the ocean waters moving. That's what, and as it's moving and it revolves around the earth, it has magnetic poles. We are so dependent on its cycles for our own thriving survival as human beings. The moon, we are just as much as the sun. And that is, if the ocean tides are affected and we are mainly water and we are comprised of energy that is of water, then we're sensitive to it on some level the same way, because water is a powerful conduit of energy. The moon is literally moving oceans. And when we are much more susceptible to our own channel of energy during these peak cycles that the moon is rotating around the earth, we become aware of how to become much more intentional during these peak periods of time of the full moon and the new moon. What actually happens is we imprint, when we make these intentions, into form that which was once formless, that which was once a wish, a prayer, an intention, a hope, a dream. We have access to this powerful window to have direct impact on the energy we want to synchronize with. By using these moon rituals, it's a way for us to intentionalize and compress this powerful energy of our prayers with a ritual that gives us an opportunity to do so. If you follow these cycles each month, what you'll start to notice is that a powerful momentum will begin to happen, because you're compressing this energy into a much powerful transformational way into your life, because it builds in momentum. And right now, this teleseminar that you're listening to, and understanding how to synchronize with these cycles in your prayers and intentions, this can become a powerful tool that you can use for the rest of your life, because rituals empower us. Rituals are shaping our lives. And there's really two ways that we're using rituals. We are using it either to disempower us with things that we're doing over and over again, and we don't even realize that they have become a ritual to our life and they're disempowering us. Or we have rituals that we are doing that are actually empowering us, inspiring us. You can see it clearly when people have healthy, spiritually alive rituals, what it does for their life. And that's the same way you can see when people have rituals that are destructive to them. So this is about creating a simple spiritual practice that taps into our natural world, helping us get into alignment with it, and how to use this ritual to synchronize our inner world with our outer world, lighting up the dreams, the aspirations, and the true self of who we are, and getting into powerful rapport and resonance with it. That's how we can really get into this powerful ability to manifest what's inside of us. I think of it like this. Let's imagine right now that I'm standing in front of you and I'm holding a glass of water. And the glass of water, I can ask you, is it half empty or is it half full? What's the most important perspective you could have about this glass of water? It's either half empty of water or it's half full. Our mind may immediately start to think about the cliches we've heard that, you know, we're going to look at it from a positive light or a negative light. Oh, it's half empty, it's half full. But I believe that the reality is the most important perspective is, how long do I hold on to that glass of water? Whether it's something that we need to release, half empty, half full, whether it's something that needs to be born from us, it is the holding on to heavy energies. It's also holding on to energies that want to come out of us, energies and ideas and dreams that want to be birthed from us, that want to life to be breathed into them. Because if we hold on to it and have a half-lived life, yet we're half full of these dreams, it fatigues us. We carry around too long. It begins to tire us out. That's whether it's an inspiring idea or whether it's a heavy energy. It will wear us down if we hold on to something too long, especially something that desperately has been pressing at you, that wants to come forth from you, a change, a transformation, a manifestation, a creation that's ready to come forth from you. So the perspective here is similar to that analogy of holding the glass of water. What's more important? The psychology of it. Let's look at the concept of half empty. Let's think about the concept of being half full. What matters most is how long are we carrying it. If we carry something too long, it becomes burdensome. It doesn't matter whether it's the traumas, it's the darker energies, or it's the lighter, brighter ideas, our dreams. We will become haunted. They will be heavy on us if we do not start liberating these energies and allow them to become free. And that's what we can do with this new moon ritual. It's about slipping into that window of time of new creation and getting into powerful resonance of getting really clear with our hopes, our dreams, our intentions, and what's been really pressing at us to be brought forth in our life, to be created, to make peace with, to have celebration with. And it's about a time of channeling it and getting into intentional creation, becoming a participant to what wants to come forth from you, what wants to get in sync with you. I see that the new moon manifesting ritual really serves as a spiritual decision-making process that we can do each month. During a time where we can become a much stronger magnet of attraction and of intention and really get into powerful participation with how rituals are shaping our lives. Taking the time once a month begins to shape the manifestations that we want to bring forth. It begins to have direct impact on what we want to resonate with, what we want to have rapport with. And when we become into powerful resonance with our dreams and possibilities that maybe we've been carrying around too long or have become a burden on us, we actually, when we release it and we bring light to it and we ask for it to become something in our world and to manifest, we slip into the stream and flow of life that becomes very graceful. I want to thank those of you who have answered the survey, and I'm really happy that so many of you did, about telling me what areas are important to you for manifesting. The number one answer that comes up the most, changing a financial situation. The second one is relationships, but right next to that was finding more life purpose. I could actually do a whole teleseminar on that because I believe our purpose is following us our whole life. I believe that sometimes we think that we've got to get to a certain career or vocation in order to be living our purpose, but I believe it's already in us. And that's what comes easy to us. It's the things that have been following us our whole life. But I'm going to give you how to do this new moon ritual so that you can manifest in any of the areas that are really important to you. What I'm going to give you right now is the three magic R's to creating your intention list that you want to have some resolution over. And I call that resonating, rapport, and reciprocation. Because those three R's, when we create our list of writing it right, those, and we begin to get into resonating energy, into creating rapport with and reciprocating, what happens is we start to slip into this easy flow of manifesting. We begin to get into our own life's purpose and to rapport with what is easy and clear for ourselves. I think we can create powerful manifestations that come in miraculous, unexpected ways when we are living from that place of resonating, creating rapport, and reciprocating with our world around us in the energy we want to create from. And this happens when we get ourselves into that relaxing rapport of our own soul and essence. I'm going to actually get into how to do the new moon ritual, but first I wanted to cover this area about what it means to get into rapport and resonance with ourselves and reciprocation with the world around us. See, our mind is a tool. It's not us. We are the soul. We are the essence behind that. And when we begin doing the new moon ritual, manifesting with it, getting clear with our intentions, we become the master of how we're going to use our mind in order to bring more of our purpose and how to attract more prosperity and how to have more loving, powerful relationships. It takes it from being something on the outside that we're wishing for, and it starts to place it inside of us. It takes the mind and it makes it a servant of the soul and what you're here to do for yourself and how to enrich your life, because it starts putting the mind in its proper perspective of what it's here for. And I do believe our purpose starts to bubble up and get clearer to us. I believe our prosperous conditions start to guide us and illuminate and become miraculous in their ability to attract to us. Now, it doesn't matter what age you are. The light that wants to shine in you, that wants to manifest your hopes and dreams, is part of an evolution that we are all on at every point in our lives. Let's talk about the core of our connection of the dreams and the global event of a million lights on, of this new moon ritual happening individually and collectively monthly on the day of the new moon. It's a rising up in consciousness, because as each of us take the time to be still and write it right in our lives of what we want to manifest, and we light the candle, and we imagine the stream of energy when other people around the world are holding that same space of intention, of their own energy space, of what their soul's intention's about, we're going to boil it down. People want more love. People want more prosperous conditions. People want well-being. They want health. We are all really riding on the same currency of consciousness, of manifesting collectively what we want to bring forth. And what is of this new creation that wants to live from all of us, from this higher energy. And ultimately, it accelerates the consciousness for all of us to manifest. The vibration, the frequency, the speed at which our light begins to shine and resonate becomes multiplied, quantum multiplied. It allows it to accelerate towards us and for us. And an example of that is just how technology is a new venue of, even if we can't see how we're connected, and we can't see it in the physical form, that connection is happening faster and faster and faster, and we are participants of it. And that energy of consciousness that's all around us, we have available as each of us collectively around the world decide to bring powerful intention to our hopes and dreams together. I think about the story that Oprah told that really stuck with me, and this type of power I'm talking about, of that light that's within us with our hopes and our dreams and bringing it out into the world, and then how it doesn't really matter what age you are, because this principle applies to the lights that's in all of our souls that wants to shine. Now, I do the new moon ritual with my children. They get the chance to write down their hopes and their dreams and their aspirations, and think about how much lighter and brighter it is for them when they get to feel that experience on their level to be in powerful rapport and alignment with themselves, and how they get to see their aspirations emerge for them. And this is where I come back to that story that Oprah told about, this story that has profound impact, of how she interviewed a pilot who had lived through a plane crash. And in this plane crash, what happened was he saw the back of the plane blow up and he survived. And as that plane blew up, he actually saw the light auras of the souls rising up out of the bodies in that plane as it was exploding. He said, "I can't tell you whether I believe in God or not, whether I knew or I know God, but what I did see was there was a light in every one of those human beings. And I saw it rising out of their bodies. And I saw that some lights were brighter than other lights. And I made a decision from that day forward, living through that plane crash, that I would do whatever it took for the rest of my life to make my soul brighter and lighter." And Oprah talked about this for years in that interview, and how that story had such impact and power on her. And that's the same power that we're talking about here, is how long do we hold on to that glass is more important than whether the glass is half empty or half full. The yin and yang of the new moon and the full moon, of releasing the old, and then giving ourselves the worthiness of our own opportunities to call forth and bring forth the new creations we want, the new intentions, the new wishes, the new hopes, the new dreams. Just getting into resonance and emerging into the life of manifestations that are calling for us It's important to bring our soul's evolution into a brighter, lighter state of being, of who we're truly meant to be and the life we're meant to be living. We must first hold the sacred space inside of us. Those of you that have read my love story on my website, you know that I experienced a manifesting miracle with love. I pulled soulmate love to me without ever going on a date. And it did not happen from a trick of the mind. It happened with the powerful, resonating power of love that I got into. And I attribute this to the power of doing these intentional full moon and new moon rituals every month. I got so resonant with love, so strong. I have mantras for all areas that need healing or transformation or manifestation. I'm putting them together right now as Monday mantras on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest to help set the tone for the week for anybody who wants to follow my page or my board. So I had this love mantra to attract love, and it was, love will come to my home. Love will come to my home. I said it over and over again. I didn't really start out saying the mantra to attract love. I started out saying it to take ownership of my mind. When my mind wanted to have me worry about the future, have me worry about future love. So when my mind was concerned and would attempt to stir up and muddy up the waters with questions and concern, like how will future relationships going to be? For me, it was after being married for 18 years and now I was divorced. It would just get overwhelming for me to even think about going on a date or dating again. I had small children. I would just tell my mind, love will come to my home. That was my mantra that I told myself just to settle everything. And that's what was true to me. Everybody's going to have their own message or mantra or intention or way that they need to speak to themselves that your heart will tell you. But that is what I said to myself. So I lived in that resonant with that energy, love will come to my home. And I really believe that was doing that with the moon rituals and having those supportive mantras and meditations in my life, I drew soulmate love to me from that place of resonance. And you have that power to intentionalize powerfully during these windows of the new moon and get into powerful resonance on the inside, the manifestations that want to come forth for you. Which brings me to another mantra that I created that I would say over and over again. And you might want to keep this one. It's a good one. You might even want to write it down. That which supports me boldly steps forward, and that which doesn't gracefully steps down. And when we get into that flowing rapport and resonance, we can begin to trust what's happening in our life. So we can set our intentions. We can set our hopes, our dreams, our wishes, and we can begin our from that moment forward, what we'd like to become and forward in our life, and we can get into that flow. We can know that that which supports us is going to boldly step forward, and that which doesn't is going to gracefully step down. So let's talk about the financial and money manifestation aspect, because that's such a hot topic, and that was the highest one on the survey. Money can be such a trigger that can take us out of our own sacred space of power that we want to be in for ourselves. And the story that I think about that had a really powerful effect on me was the story of Sheila Ryan. She won the lottery in 1988 in Florida. And here's what was so powerful about when I heard that story is that they said before she won the lottery that she was such an extraordinary friend, that before she even had any money, that the way she lived her life, that if she was your only friend, and this was at a time when she had nothing barely. She lived a very minimalistic life, lived in a mobile home trailer. Is that if she was your only friend, she was enough, because that's how full she was as a friend. And then she won the Florida lottery. But because she was already full and resonant enough in her own giving prosperity and abundance, the next evolution for her, she just became rich in resources. But she was the same person. And at that same place, if she was your only friend, it was obviously more than enough. Which then she went on to create all these charitable organizations to help a lot of women and young children. This is the power that the manifesting new moon offers, is when we begin to intentionalize and channel our prayers, we create a powerful resonating currency for ourselves. A powerful resonating currency. Yes, currency, the current of our lives. And as we become that which we seek, what seeks us becomes a magnet and accelerates towards us and draws upon us. Let's move into the actual how to do the new moon ritual. I'm going to first explain the basic way to do it. And that is, number one, you create the sacred space with music. You can do smudging with sage. You can do bells. You can do resonating tuning forks. You can do drumming. Personally, in our family, we burn sage to clear the energy because I do it with children and they love that interaction of being able to participate and do more with it. But the most important aspect is just creating the sacred space. And I use music, you know, meditative style music. I actually put together specifically for creating the sacred space a music track that's 30 minutes that coincides with the new moon and the full moon ritual. And you can stream it for free on my website, or you can download the album that's for sale on iTunes or Amazon. The next, I just have paper and pen. I'm a really big believer in you write it right. Pen to paper, antenna to God. You know, you don't write it on a computer. I'm talking about really getting in tune with what you want to write down and making your list. What are you working on right now? What's really pressing at you? And then you begin to write all that down on a list. And then when you're done, in this sacred, peaceful place, you fold it up and you put it beside your candle. For safety reasons, I recommend using a tea light candle or a blessing candle or a prayer candle. I also use what's at my house, and you light the candle and you say, become. You speak the words out loud, become, with fullness of being. And then you quietly hold the space and infuse yourself fully into the energy for, I say 11 minutes, but for a few quiet minutes, it's not set in stone on how you should do it, but that's just a recommendation. And then you open yourself up and allow and surrender for the divine, miraculous impact to come forth in your life. There's also a bonus step you can do. And we do this often, not every single time, is we will write one word on the candle. When I have like the blessing candles, what we'll do is we'll pick one word that anchors, that actually, what is it that we want to, that ties together everything on our list? What is it we're working on? What's that energy? What's that core feeling we need to bring forth right now that we need to give resonance to? And we write that word on. I find it really interesting because I do it with my children. So it's interesting. And even my partner, Jack, it's really interesting to see what's that word, what's that anchor word that everybody's working on this month. So that's another supportive way. You can even write the word on your list. You don't even have to write the word on your candle if you're using a tea light. That's how we end it, with saying the become, sitting there for a few minutes, allowing it to the energy to infuse into a full state of being for us. And then I want to wrap up with the common questions that come up around the new moon ritual. And one of them that's really important that I hear quite often is, what if you actually miss the actual day of the new moon? And I want to say to you that it's okay. You can do it the day before. You can do it the day after. Because really the new moon is not about a precise exact day. We do pick that for the ease of it. But it's really a window of time. And that's even like what the farmers know and the fishing industry knows, is they know that full moon or new moon isn't about that precise moment and day. It's always that window. It's like a three-day window of a day before and a day after. So if you realize that, the new moon was yesterday, don't feel like that you can't sit down and create your intentions and your manifestations. Don't feel like it's not as powerful. It is. Another question that I hear is, what time do I do it? And one of the most important things is, I typically do it at, I would say, like 8:11 Pacific time or 11:11, you know, East Coast time. That's the time I'm doing it. But none of that means, you know, do it when it's, you can create the sacred space for yourself. I do it for approximately 20 to 30 minutes because I'm a big believer that you got to keep it simple so that it's integrated easy into your life. And I do it with my children so that they actually want to participate in it. It's not anything we complicate. We'll start finding our ways to avoid and delay. So what we want to do is integrate it into a simple, practical way in our life. Now, another question that comes up is, what do I do with my write it right list? And that's a great question. For what I do in our family is, some of the times I recycle them, and other, you know, like, I mean, I literally, there's ways that you can recycle them in the trash, or you can put them in your garden, or you can save them. Now, I have a box that I save not every single one, but a good majority of them. And it's so interesting because my kids have actually loved when they went back and saw what they were requesting and what their prayers were of new creation that they wanted to bring forth from, like, let's say 2 years ago. And it's actually powerful because you, even yourself, when you look back and you say, wow, look at what I've created since then. So I think it's just a powerful journal that you can keep, whether I'm, when I say journal, a memory process for yourself. And another question that comes up is, what if I do the new moon ritual, you know, many, many months in a row, and I keep writing down the same stuff? Does this mean that I don't believe in it enough? Does this mean it's not manifesting? And I, there's always a season and a time to when we're manifesting in our lives. And every time we're working it, every time we're working with the full moon to release our barriers and our blockages, and every time we're getting into powerful resonance with what we want to create and bring forth, that clarity will continue to build the momentum that will bring it to you in the right season and the right divine timing. This whole surrender, which is the last step, you know, when you do this manifesting new moon ritual, I've heard it, I've seen it in my life from many of the people that have been doing this. Some of the stuff happens instantly because it's the timing, it's the right timing, it's the right timing for you to call it forth. And other times you have to trust in that flow of your life. That's that mantra: that which supports me will boldly step forward, and that which doesn't will gracefully step down. So don't be discouraged if you find patterns that still keep coming up. It just means keep working with it. Keep shaping the sculpture of your life. Now, how long do I do this ritual for is another question that's come up. And I know I answered it, that I do it approximately 20, 30 minutes. But it's really important that you find your way to integrate it. I highly recommend that you share this, that you do it with other family members if you can. But then also don't let that more complicated, the harder it is to have follow through. So the way it works in my life and the way I share it is I share it with my immediate family. And then I have other times that I share it with more of an extended family or family and friends. And we do it in a bigger group setting. And I do it by whatever coincides with my life. So I invite you to start a manifesting new moon ritual group and get together whenever you can and share and support each other. But also, do whatever way you can still be in this integrated momentum of simplicity so that you can stay in tune with the rhythm and flow of the spiritual practice of the new moon ritual. I want to close out with a closing prayer of the intention for the new moon for you. So I want to ask you to close your eyes. Get into this powerful breathing space for yourself of stillness. Right now, in this very moment, you identify yourself with what you would most like to resonate with. You identify yourself with pure prosperity in all your endeavors, big and small. You identify yourself with love, deeply and fully in love. You identify yourself with purpose. You are on purpose with your life today, and a life full of purpose finds you exactly what is perfect for you. You surrender all fear and doubt. You let go of all uncertainty. You shift into a rapport of no confusion, no lack of confidence. You consciously choose your energy to resonate with. You know what is yours will claim you, rush to you. The presence of God is within you. The mind of God is your mind. The freedom of God, the universal loving presence that's the real source of your existence, fills you with grace. Today, you bestow the essence of your original knowing that originates in love and brilliance upon everything. Everyone you meet shall be lovely. You will see others through the eyes of God. Your soul meets the soul of the universe in everyone. This love you feel is a healing power, touching everything into wholeness. You are one with the rhythms of life. There is nothing to be afraid of or have fear over. You live in the peace of your true source. There's nothing to be uncertain about. God is over all, in all, and through all. God, the divine source, is right where you are. There is no separation. You are at peace with the world in which you live. You are at home with the divine spirit in which you are. You immerse yourself deeper into the original knowing meant for your life, and you relax into your essence. I thank you for taking this time. I really appreciate you. That closing prayer is available as a 3-minute meditation on iTunes or Amazon whenever you need a quick reset. I also invite you, I do live events for the full moon and the new moon several times a year, and I do them when they land on the time of a weekend, so it's easy for participation. I also have courses that are available if you can't show up at a physical event that you can participate in virtually. Free, where I pack it all in on how to harness the manifesting momentum. I reveal the causes of why we oscillate with our manifestations. I also share how to close that gap between our inner desires and freeing ourselves for our manifestations to come forth easier. I give a 4-step process that we can use as a framework in order to get clear with manifesting our wishes to fully support us easier, gets us sharper into our intentions and manifesting our wishes and desires. And that's what I also run my full live day in-person event on. Now, one of the questions that have come up to me is about doing a virtual live event every month at the time of the full or the new moon. And the reason why I don't is because it's still such a sacred experience, and I want that to be for you as well. It's a sacred experience that I have with myself and with my children, and I don't want to lose that space. I want to maintain that space. So that's why I open up to do live events a few times a year, and I have a course that is available that you can participate in at whatever cycle you're getting on with the full or the new moon. I also co-host my Empower 11 radio show weekly on iHeartRadio, and you can request to receive the episodes weekly in your inbox, as well as my Inspiration Trails post. I appreciate you, my friends, and I appreciate spending this time with you. I wish you magical manifesting new moon rituals. I look forward to connecting with you again. Namaste.